All right. So many tributes to graduates this week. We wanted to spotlight one that really struck a nerve with a lot of people from WGN-TV's Pat Tomasulo.
Hey there, class of 2020. It's a rough time, and everybody knows you're very disappointed about graduation. I get it. You feel like you're missing out on one last memory with all your friends. And I would have felt the same way, too. But that's because I didn't have some nice man from the future to tell me the truth. And the truth is, you're only going to stay friends with, like, three of these people at best. And if you're still friends with all of them when you get older, then you made a wrong turn somewhere in life, and you got to reevaluate your life decision.
That is our buddy from WGN-TV Morning News. It is Pat Tomasulo. How are you, brother?
I'm good. This is why the kids love me, Pete. This is why they love me, because I give it to them straight.
You don't sugarcoat anything. That's your deal.
No.
There's no gray area. It's all black and white with Pat Tomasulo when you're talking to America's youth.
Well, with something. See, I think there's, obviously, you know, we've lost any sense of ambiguity or nuance in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But for some things, yeah, some things are black and white. What? They're not going to care. There's nobody I've ever spoken to who's like, oh, my God, I remember my high school graduation like it was yesterday. One of the greatest days. I like, dude, I don't remember. I remember a picture I took with my best friend, and that's it.
Right.
You know?
I remember having a sign on my cap and one of the teachers telling me to take it down. That's my memory.
What did the sign say? Was it vulgar?
I think it was just, hi, Mom. I did that for my college graduation. They didn't say anything.
You didn't say, like, butt or anything on it? It wasn't like a...
No,
you didn't draw any phallic images on it?
I did not. I went to a Catholic school. I was a good Catholic boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So do you have some advice? Can we run through a little bit of this? By the way, you're wearing a cap and gown on your Instagram post, if people want to check it out. And by the way, it was a 10 out of 10. It's one of your best posts ever. Ever.
Come on now. Pete, some of the best is yet to come, buddy.
I thought we could give the graduates some advice. You know, Oprah is doing the citywide graduation. Is that today or tomorrow? I think it's today, right?
I don't know. But I'm sure whatever she's saying is a bunch of nonsense.
Man, but you write your own material. Oprah's got writers. That's the thing. It comes from your heart.
Oprah's got writers.
Yeah. What advice can you give our graduates?
What advice? Well, the big thing I told them was that, you know, they're missing a golden opportunity here, right? Like, all of their parents feel so bad right now. Like, because everyone's like, oh, my God, my little baby doesn't get to graduate. Most graduates don't care. But if you play your parents just right and pretend like you do, you can squeeze them for a more expensive gift.
Right?
Like, if you cry a little bit and just like, I'm going in my room and shut the door, but you're happy in there anyway, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably get like an extra 20 to 30% value on the graduation gift.
Easily.
So that's what I would tell. That's what I would tell them is really, really play it up.
Smart. I mean, you could increase
that's the biggest one.
The cash value right now easily by $50. Whatever they are going to give you, 50. $50 more.
Yeah, easily more. Mm-hmm. And I also encourage them to, take advantage of their youthful bodies right now, because from here on out, every movement they make is going to get more and more painful, and they're just going to get fatter and more out of shape the older they get once their metabolism slows down. So really, really, whatever you're dreaming of doing with your body physically at some point in your life, do it now, because it's only going to get harder.
That is so, so true. Yes, this came from the heart, from Pat Tomasulo.
Yeah.
What else did
you tell?
And
then the other thing was, I think the other big thing was, you know, like, they don't know what's going to happen with college, right? Like, there could, you know, this could be a second wave. You could go to college in September and people could still be social distancing and there could be all the, you know, that's going to really be a buzzkill for you wanting to party and get your freak on. So why risk going away to college if it's going to suck? Just go to community college for a year and save $50,000, because there's no bet that it's all going to be back to normal by then, right? And it doesn't matter the first year of college, because all you take is general education requirements anyway.
Yep.
And there's no reason to take them at like a good school,
yep,
where it's gonna kill you to get a B minus, and you're not gonna use any of that stuff. Go to the school like 20 minutes from your parents' house. You could show up whenever you want, and you could pad your GPA.
There it is. Yeah,
and you'll be and with that 50 grand, you can buy a house before you turn 40.
I don't know if the parents are gonna give the kids the 50 grand though. That's the deal.
Well, you know what? Any 50 grand a year, the kids should be eating half of that.
Isn't that
50
crazy?
Grand a year.
Isn't that crazy when you
it's
say
crazy.
That out loud, how much college is now?
It's crazy. That's like, I think back to when I went to school, it's crazy. I mean, I paid, you know, my parents gave me help, but I probably paid for 70% of my schooling, right?
Yep.
But
yep.
My college was like $12,000 a year with room and board.
Right.
Like 50 grand, I don't know how anybody goes to college. It's insane.
It's insane. I went to Bradley University in Peoria, and back in the day, I want to say it was about 10 or 15,000, and I had to pay for everything. Think about it. I have a family of 12
yeah.
kids. My father sat us down
right.
junior year and said, you're going to go to college, and you're going to have to pay for it yourself. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some student loans. We're going to split it up, and you're going to get a job and start saving money. I'm like, okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Not
yeah,
a problem.
Dude. Same deal. But that's impossible to do now. You know, like a kid saving $8,000 a year for college is going to make it 10. It's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So,
what other advice did you have for America's youth, Pat? Pat Tomasulo?
I'm trying to think what else I said to them. Do you remember what else I said to them?
You talked about the body.
Oh,
and
also, you're not going to be friends with any of these kids. I mean, I know some people who are friends with all of their high school friends, and
yeah.
like all of their high school friends are exceptional people, but yeah. that's more rare than a unicorn.
Right.
You know, most of the people you're friends with in high school are not going to do much. And it was nice. It was fun in high school.
Yep.
It's time to move on.
Right.
And then, you know, just telling them how, you know, years from now, and I've had this happen to me, like, you know, there's always these kids you don't talk to in high school. You know, like there are a couple of tables down at lunch.
Yep.
And you're like, they're just not your friends.
Uh-huh.
But it's a guarantee, like in 20 years,
yep.
one of them is going to find you on social media when you live in a different state. And they're going to be like, hey, let's connect. I'm in town for business. And you're going to feel pressured to do it because there's going to be that tug of nostalgia that's like, it wouldn't be nice to catch up.
Yep.
There's a reason you don't talk to those people now.
Right.
And whatever that reason is, it's going to annoy you a lot more when you're an adult. That happened to me. I dragged my wife once to a dinner with this guy that I knew from college.
Oh,
this
no.
was college. This was like 5 years out. Like, we were like acquaintances. And we met him, and it was just awkward. And then he hit me with the bill.
Oh, no.
So not only did I have to spend an hour with this guy, he had like 4 beers, and I wasn't making that much. I just got to Chicago, and I had to pay for the meal. I was like, I just wasted 2 hours, and I'm down 90 bucks.
I got a message, Pat, on Facebook from a guy I went to grammar school with, and I haven't talked to him since 8th grade. And he's like,
right.
hey, I'm going to be in Chicago late summer. Let's get together. And I didn't even respond. I couldn't delete it fast
enough.
Yeah,
no, it's not. Yeah.
Because you don't want to get stuck in those situations. And you're right.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you didn't keep in touch. And there's a reason
right.
that you weren't friends past the 8th grade. So you don't want to stay.
And I will say this. I do the same as you. I just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they really want an answer, I'm going to tell them why.
Because we're not really friends.
We're not friends.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm sorry that, you know, your things aren't going great for you, and you'd like to feel nostalgia like you did when you were 18, but I'm doing all right now.
How about the old girlfriends that suddenly reach out on Facebook after a divorce? You get those?
I don't get those, no.
Oh.
I don't get those. You know, I don't have to be honest, I don't have a lot of ladies sliding in the DMs, Pete.
Really?
I don't, you know, most of them have grandkids that watch me, so I don't think their kids aren't watching the morning news.
I loved your advice for the graduates. I did. It was fantastic, and you can check out Pat Tomasulo on Instagram. What did you do after high school graduation? It was such a fun summer. That's the thing that I'm bummed about. If If you were a college senior, think about how much fun your senior year was.
I mean, from
the second semester and then summer vacation, everything was great about that. They've been grounded.
Yeah.
They didn't even finish.
Well, yeah, that's what I said at the end of the thing. I'm like, you know, college graduates, I got nothing for you. That sucks. Not only did your senior year suck, you can't enter the workforce like you want to.
Right.
And, you know, you got $90,000 in debt hanging over your head. That's terrible.
That's rough.
Terrible.
Stuff. And most of them
it's
have to
rough,
move back.
Man, I feel for them.
Move back in with mom and dad.
Oh.
That's rough.
So I took the summer off between, and I never took summers off, but I took the summer off between my senior, when I graduated college, and before I started working, because I knew once I moved, you know, 8 states away, it was going to be just a grind forever. So I took that summer off, which was nice. But high school, I worked, and then I couldn't wait to get to school.
Right.
I could not wait to get out of my town.
What did you do college senior year summer? Where did you go? What'd you do?
I didn't do much. I think I stayed with my parents for a couple months because I knew it would take me that long to find a job in TV.
Yep.
And then I worked. I DJ'd. I went to the clubs. You know,
wait,
Jersey.
Hold on.
Went back to the gym.
Hold on. Backtrack for a second. Pat Thomasulo was a DJ?
Oh, I was a wedding DJ.
Really?
Yeah. It shows how much you watch our show. Well, yeah, it was a wedding DJ.
Well, it is kind of early, and, you know, I work at night and got to wake up. I tune in.
I was a wedding DJ. I DJ'd weddings on Fridays and Saturdays and sometimes Sundays. And then I drove back to school on Sunday nights.
Oh, that's nice. Some nice little coin for you there. What was your go-to song to get everybody on the dance floor?
It was like I was doing something illegal. I was making so much money in college.
What was the go-to song?
I made more money in college. I made more money per year in college than I did the first 5 years of my career.
Give me the go-to song before we go. The go-to song that got everybody out on the floor.
Back then?
Yes.
God, this is like 99, 98.
I mean, don't you pull out an oldie, maybe something?
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember. What, like the Twist? People used to love that. The Run Around Sue. Do you remember that song? Old people love that song.
Run Around Sue. Wow.
Yeah, by Dion.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what it is. I was trying to look
up. The Electric Slide.
Oh, yeah, the Electric Slide on the dance floor. Aunt Rosie loved that one. She did.
Yeah, what else was? The Macarena was hit or miss.
People still love it. They love hearing it at sporting events. I hate to cut you off, but we got to take a break. We got Chip Carey coming up next.
All right, fine.
You know, I love you.
Chip Carey has any advice for the graduates.
Please.
Go to your friend Chip Carey. What do I care?
Check out Pat Thomasulo.
Did Carey ever yell at you from his window when
Instagram?
You guys were neighbors?
No. Never. Fine. By the way, before you go, last 10 seconds, Pat and I spoke today on my way to work. Yeah. I gave him a call. It was the first time that we talked off the air in months. It was a little awkward, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to, like, show human emotion. Crazy.
Pat Thomasulo, follow him on Instagram. You can check out that tribute to graduates on there. Thank you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right, quick break, and we'll talk to Chip Carey coming up next. It's 720 WGN.